Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
You are now listening to the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine Y. Slicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. Yes. Also follow us on that Instagram at 2Nonsense1. That's the number 2Nonsense and the number 1. And don't forget to get into that Facebook community. Search 2Cents Nonsense in your Facebook search bar. Join that group. Post up. Got the memes, the video. Matt posts like every freaking 5 minutes in that motherfucker, it seemed like.
No.
In the morning.
In the mornings and in the evenings. Because during the day, my ass is sleeping, taking care of my son.
That's right. You're great taking care of your son. Taking care of mine too, man.
I try.
Looking good out here. What's been going on with you, man?
No, man. Just chilling.
This is going to be one of those episodes, man. Because we didn't brainstorm on what we was going to talk about
we
first.
We have no idea what's going on this.
First off, we're going to let you guys know we are drinking, as always. Have we done an episode without drinking?
No. No, not a one. We've had some beers.
Yeah.
For when we got it.
Yeah.
But other than
that, I don't think we've gone an episode without drinking. And no, well, yeah, we might be alcoholics. We might be. We're controlled alcoholics, though.
I'm a functioning alcoholic.
Functioning alcoholic would be a better term for it, I guess. You know, but, you know, we always drink during these podcasts. Right now, we got the Dragonberry, the Bacardi Dragonberry. Not typically a vodka person, but
it's not vodka.
What is this?
It's rum.
Rum. Okay. What the fuck am I thinking about?
I don't know what you thinking about. It says Bacardi. Bacardi is rum.
I know. I don't know what the fuck I'm thinking about right now. What? I don't know, man. It reminds me of that video that we was watching the other day with the whole squad stupid. Like, niggas be saying stupid shit. Like, the nigga literally came out and was like, mice-esses.
Mouse-esses.
And mouse-esses.
And geese-esses.
And geese-esses. And feets. Feets. I look at these YouTube videos of these little comedians, man. They're really real funny. Funny guys. This is like a group of 20 of them, guys and girls. And they make these videos where they just do just little atypical shit. That's just, you know, everybody goes through stuff like this. But they just highlight it in their videos. You know, and on one of the videos, like I said, they had the guys that was up there. They didn't have a cool grasp of the English language.
Yeah.
But in thinking about that, though, man, if you somebody who don't speak English and you're trying to learn English, that is kind of difficult.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Think about this, right? Read and read is spelled the exact same way.
Yes. Yes.
But it's pronounced differently depending on the tense that you are using it.
Yeah, that's true.
So if I'm learning English, that shit'll fuck me up. If I'm new to this, I don't know nothing about this, I'm trying to learn English, that shit'll fuck me up.
Maybe just the spelling, but as far as the talking.
Yeah, as far as the talking, like if you hearing people say,
shit, Americans can't spell.
Yeah, of course not. Of course not. But, you know, like if you're learning that shit for the very first time, and then you got words that sound exactly the same but spelled differently, too. So, you know, you got chore and chore. You
got feet and feet.
Yeah. Well, you got feet, feet. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like I said.
And feet. Like feet as in a feet. Distance, or as in a feat of accomplishment. See? All those different feats.
Well, feet and feet are so, well, never mind. It's
I'm saying you got feet, as in your 2 feet, your foots, your left foot, your right foot, your foots. Then you got feet, as in the distance of measurement. And then you got...
Which is spelled the same.
Which is spelled the same. Then you got the different spelling of feet, which is F-E-A-T, which is an accomplishment.
Yes.
So... That shit'll fuck somebody up if they trying to learn this shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I took out of those videos. Even though niggas was dumb.
Nah, they was just stupid.
Yeah, they was stupid. Niggas was dumb. But it is what it is. I got some strange news for you, man.
Alright, let's do it.
This one comes from CNN. Now, this guy. A bank employee out of Charlotte, North Carolina. He's facing felony charges. He was indicted by the FBI. His name is Orlando Henderson, 29 years old, out of San Diego.
Black?
He is black, yes.
I knew it. Just because of the name.
Now... He's from San Diego, but this happened in Charlotte, North Carolina. He allegedly stole $88,000 from the bank's vault.
How'd he get in?
He's a bank employee.
Hmm.
And he wasn't bashful about advertising to his social media followers that he was living the life of luxury. Throughout July and August, Mr. Henderson here used his social media accounts to post several pictures of him holding large stacks of cash. He was out there with the money phone.
Did he quit his job?
No, he didn't quit his job. He needed the job to keep stealing the money.
No, I'm just saying. You know, he black, he might have did something stupid like steal all this money, then quit his job.
Not only that, he also committed loan fraud when purchasing a luxury automobile. They did not say what the luxury automobile was, but he's a black guy. What luxury automobile do we drive?
He probably bought a BMW.
BMW.
Which to me ain't luxury, so.
Okay. He ain't buy a Lamborghini. He stunt on them hoes.
Nah, that's overkill.
That's overkill.
Yeah.
Well, he was out that joint on his Facebooks and his Instagrams. That didn't even sound right. That wasn't right. On Facebook and Instagram. He had photos depicting him posing with the wads of cash.
I hate that shit.
Oh, and here's the car that he bought. He put a $20,000 down payment on a new Mercedes-Benz.
Good for him.
You know? He allegedly falsified bank documents to secure the loans and secure the funds.
Does it say how long he's been doing this for?
It looks like he's been doing it for a little while here. They said he was doing it for about a year.
Good for you, nigga.
Yeah. He was charged with 2 counts of financial institution
fraud. Doesn't say how he got caught.
He got caught from posting that shit up on Facebook. That's how he got caught.
Dumbass. Oh my gosh.
That's how he got caught. He got caught because he was broke yesterday and he reached the next day.
Dude, if you ain't posting no memes, stay the fuck off of Facebook.
Stop posting shit on Facebook. The nigga got 2 counts of financial institution fraud, 19 counts of theft, embezzlement, misapplication, along with 12 counts of making false entries, and this shit carries a maximum of 30 years in prison and a $1 million fine per count. Nigga.
I just seen a ghost in your house.
You just seen a ghost in my house?
Yeah, man.
What the fuck?
Uh-huh.
What are you talking about?
I told you I see ghosts, motherfucker. I just saw one up in here.
What what it looked like.
Well, you think I looked over there like that? Because I see that shit out the corner of my eye moving.
What you saw? I ain't seen shit moving. I'm looking over that way.
I'm telling you. Why do you think I looked over there?
Yo, don't be doing that shit, dog. Like, don't be doing that shit. Like, you see a ghost and shit? What it look like?
I can't tell you.
Can't describe it?
Because I seen it out there. I seen moving over there.
So we on that paranormal activity shit out here?
Nah, man.
Is somebody haunting my house?
It ain't haunted, you know?
It's just over there.
Something moved, and I looked.
In a corner with nothing over there.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in that corner, bro. Like,
you see me look over there, though, right?
I see you look over there. Exactly. But there is nothing in that corner.
Because I see something move.
Hi, right, man. I think you going off it, dog. You all right?
I'm fine, man. Okay. I see them shits at work all the time.
For real?
Yeah.
You've never said this to me before.
I've told you plenty of times I see ghosts.
You have?
Yeah.
I don't remember this, dog. When the last time you seen a ghost, other than just now?
I've never seen one in here.
You've never seen one in here?
That was the first time.
Okay. But when was the last time you could recall seeing a ghost?
I see him at work all the time.
Okay. Did you see one last night? What was that?
I see him all the time.
Hey, man. A lot of things didn't happen in that building. You know? But he interrupted me
to say he sorry, saw a ghost. Man.
But it's cool, though. It's cool. It's not a problem.
I'm not sorry.
Shit happens on the podcast, man. This is why we go live. This is what it is. You know? But niggas seeing ghosts, it's crazy.
It ain't crazy. I ain't crazy.
I didn't say you were crazy. I said that's crazy. Wow, that's crazy. Like, that's what I said.
Okay.
I didn't say you was crazy. I mean, in certain instances, you probably are crazy.
No, I'm not. I'm very sane.
Right. I understand. I'm gonna agree with you right now. I'm just gonna nod and agree.
All
right,
go ahead.
I'm just gonna nod and agree.
Continue.
So the next story up, man, happened in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. So, Sunny Firestone. That's her name.
Sunny. Oh, that's a name.
Yeah, that's her name. Sunny Firestone.
What the fuck named you?
She's 32 years old.
Bitch, you ain't changed that.
Sunny Firestone. Guess what race she is.
I don't have to guess. That name says it all.
That name says it all. So she's...
not black.
Okay. She is a white woman. But she's 32 years old. She was attending a shop with a cop event at Walmart. So what they do is, with shop with a cop event, for those who don't know, they take the kids and they take them out. The local police department takes the kids on a little shopping spree for the Christmas holiday. That's what they do in that community. You know, have the police presence out there, you know, to show the kids that all cops ain't bad cops, right? That's fine. Well, Sunny Firestone decided, because I'm in this Walmart this day with the shop, with the cop event going on, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to steal some shit.
A cop.
She's not a cop. She was attending the event.
So she was with a cop.
She was.
Did he see her steal the shit? Or did another cop see
her? Another cop saw her steal the shit. She stole over $100 worth of merchandise from the Walmart. And she was arrested. That is the stupidest shit. Because the cop was laughing. Like, yo. We're all in here.
Yeah. How dumb can you be?
We're all in here. And she, the items that she stole were clothing items. Equaling up to, like I said, over $100 worth of stuff. and Firestone told the police she was stealing the items because her mother was sick and needed new clothing.
Okay. Okay.
So that's why she stole the shit.
I wonder what that girl's excuse was from work last night.
I was just about to segue into that. That was a great segue. Yes. You know what?
Yes.
Segue.
Yes.
Yes. So last night, we saw a woman and two children walking out of the mall with baskets full of shit. Two shopping carts full of shit in the store use bags. Those reusable bags.
Yes.
Half the stuff that she took won't in the reusable bags. It was stuff that was just sitting in the cart.
Yeah.
Put the shit in her car, in her truck, and drove off.
Yep.
You're a horrible parent, lady.
Thieving ass bitch.
You thieving ass bitch and you're a horrible parent.
I know goddamn well you ain't go to no register. Because you ain't have one plastic bag.
Not one plastic bag.
Not a one. And that's all they have at the register is a plastic bag. Fuck out of here.
Nobody buys all them goddamn reusable bags. Now,
not to mention, the mall doesn't let you bring shopping carts into the mall.
Yeah.
You took it out the store, walked through the mall, and came out a mall door exit.
Now, mind you, we are not talking about a grocery store, people. So when you hear us say those store-bought reusable bags, we're talking about this is a department store that she went into, and she took shit out of the department store, walked through the mall, and came out of the mall exit.
Meanwhile, you can't have shopping carts in the mall.
Exactly. So she was that the thievery was heavy with that one. Trifling ass bitch.
Whole ass bitch.
Whole ass bitch.
Guess what? When your oldest son turns 18, he's going to jail. Because he watched you. He learned from you, you stupid bitch.
Yep. Two kids with her too, man. Just stealing. Up next, in Sophia, North Carolina. A North Carolina woman ran to a man's house on Wednesday and said she had just escaped an attempted kidnapping by a stranger. Virginia Saavedra?
What?
Virginia Saavedra.
Let me see. Let me try to pronounce that shit. Yeah, whatever he tried to say.
She ran to a man's house, told him she had been kidnapped. He let the woman sit in his truck to warm up while he called 911.
She stole his fucking truck, didn't
and
she?
Virginia stole a nigga truck. And took police on a high-speed chase through the city.
She fucked his truck up.
Deputies boxed in the truck. The truck did not have too much damage done to it, but she did damage the truck a little bit because she was trying to get away from him. She also has got dozen charges, such as driving down the wrong way of a divided highway, felony assault
Hold up. You said a highway.
Yeah, she drove down a highway. She took him down. Yeah, she went on a high-speed chase, nigga.
In the opposite direction.
She was riding down the wrong way of the highway. That is correct. Yes. So, 65-mile-an-hour cars were coming this way at her ass. They were coming head-on.
This bitch must have thought she was in the Matrix.
She rammed patrol cars several times trying to flee. And like I said, she also got that felony assault with a deadly weapon against a government official. She gave authorities a fake name upon her arrest. And it's unclear if Miss Virginia has a lawyer, because she finally did give him the right name.
She's going to do... She's going to do like 2 months. She's going to do 2 months in jail.
I don't know about that. With the charge of assault with a deadly weapon against a government official, that one right there, I think that's 15 years. Easy.
If it was a black person, they would have shot him. So she's going to do like 2 months.
She's going to do like 2 months. That's messed up.
Think about it. If it was a black person, they would have been dead.
Yeah.
They would have been shot on site. Why that bitch ain't get shot?
I don't know why she didn't get shot.
Exactly.
But
we all know why.
She took them on a... And the chase lasted 26 miles. It was 26 miles of chase that she put them people through.
How long they chase OJ for?
A day? I don't know how long. They was rolling on the freeway. I don't know. LA is more spaced out than fucking... than the Carolinas, though. You got a lot more surface area that you're covering.
Yeah, I guess.
On December 11th, a blood fist brawl between two drunken Wisconsin men were triggered. Police say the brawlers attended a Green Bay Packers game on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
They drove to the bar afterwards. They continued to consume alcohol that they had begun consuming at Lambeau Field. After returning to their SUV, the duo got into an argument and began trading blows. They was trading blows. They exited the vehicle and began to flag down passing cars.
But they're rooting for the same team?
Yeah, they were rooting for the same team.
So,
but hold on, we'll get to why they was fucking arguing. Right,
go ahead.
Upon approaching the duo at around 12:45 a.m., a deputy encountered the driver, Alan Huska.
Okay.
Who appeared extremely intoxicated, was struggling to keep his balance. Seen at the right of Huska. Yeah. Huska, who had difficulty answering the cops' questions, had abrasions all on his face, one eye was swollen shut.
Who fucked him, Bob?
His shirt and pants were covered in blood. Huska claimed that his pal, Brendan Haywood, became a little frisky. They started fighting. Why were they fighting? Haywood, who also appeared drunk and had a fresh bruise on his neck, said that the argument began because they were talking about the CBS sitcom How I Met Your Mother. They had an argument about How I Met Your Mother, and they started throwing blows while they driving.
So who won?
From what it looks like, both of these motherfuckers is fucked up. Haywood said that the argument turned violent when Huska threw strikes at him. He threw three punches back at him before the car stopped and the fight continued on the outside. Haywood says he tried to play peacekeeper, but was forced to strike after he was hit several times. Now, why the fuck are these motherfuckers
fighting over How I Met Your Mother? I just want to say shout out to Julian Franklin.
That's my brother.
Oh, well, he just joined the Facebook group.
That's my brother, man. That's my guy.
I know that shit.
Yeah.
Because he just sent a request, joined the Facebook group.
Yeah, man. It's my bro, man. He's a San Francisco 49ers fan.
How's that work out?
the same way it works out with my other brother who's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan and my other brother who is an Oakland Raiders fan. It just works out.
Damn, y'all motherfuckers all over the place.
This we are. Yes, we are.
God damn. Okay.
Yeah. But they got to fighting over that shit, which is crazy. Because why the fuck are you fighting over How I Met Your Mother? Was that a good show? Did you ever watch that show?
I have watched it. I haven't watched a lot of it.
I never used to watch that show. You know.
It's not bad.
Don't it got Doogie Howser in it?
Neil Patrick Harris, yes.
Nigga, you know who the fuck I'm talking about. That guy, yes.
I'm not gonna call him Doogie Howser. He was a baby, basically, when he did that.
Yeah. Your headphones rubbing up against the mic.
It's just...
The cord. Yeah, the cord was rubbing up against the mic. Yeah. But, you know... You know, you knew who I was talking about, though.
Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris, yeah. It had him been there. I don't know, man. I never actually sat down and watched that show.
Like I said, it's not bad.
Not bad.
It ain't Big Bang Theory.
Well, we know Big Bang Theory is one of your favorites, man. It's like Big Bang is up here and then other is trickle down from there.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So. And a lot of people hate it.
Who cares what they got?
For real.
Big Bang is nice.
Yeah.
You know.
Whoever wants to buy me season 12 on Blu-ray, you know, Christmas I'll appreciate gift. It.
Okay.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah. You hear that? Whoever wants to buy him season 12 on Blu-ray, go ahead and get that. You really appreciate that. You know, we're going to have to get like a P.O. box for people to start sending stuff to because I don't want to give motherfuckers my actual address out here.
I ain't giving nobody my address. I don't like people as it is. Yeah. Shit.
And get a P.O. box. And send stuff to a P.O. box. You ever thought about running a contest or something?
No.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we got plenty of stuff for Pristine Auction up in here. They are not a sponsor, by the way.
I'm not buying something from Pristine Auction that I would want for myself. All right?
Understood.
Word up.
You selfish, man. Like, you don't think we can do, like, giveaways and stuff, man? Do contests? At some point. Some point down the road.
Well, for that to happen, we would need a Patreon.
Yeah.
They would have to give us money.
Right.
And we'll go from there.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're willing to do that yet.
Yeah. You never know, man. You know? But... What you got?
Nah, my Bulls is beating the Clippers, but I bet you Kawhi and Paul George ain't playing. I'm a check.
Kawhi is not playing.
Of course he's not. I already know he's not. Paul George is playing.
Okay.
Kawhi is not.
And LeBron James' son is playing his old
I don't school. Give two goddamn shits what his son is doing. He's a kid. Till he touch college, I don't care. I don't care what you do. Because I don't care what you're doing in high school. You can't get drafted from high school no more. So I don't want to hear it.
That's absolutely right. But you ain't got to be so goddamn angry.
I'm not angry. I just don't want to hear it.
All right. Yeah. But... We go, because it's been a while since we did this, man. We're going to go off with some of these would you rather questions, man.
Yep, let's go.
Would you rather have fingers that can staple or saliva with natural adhesive qualities?
Give me the fingers that can staple.
You would take the fingers that can staple. Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, if I'm going down on my girl, I don't want to get stuck to it.
True that. And they say I'm the nasty one.
I'm just saying. That's the first thing I thought of.
Okay. Would you rather have air constantly blowing from your nostrils? That is horrible, man. Air constantly blowing from your nostrils or sweat constantly coming from your eyelids.
Give me the air, man.
Just air just coming out your nostrils.
I don't want to walk down the street looking like I'm crying all fucking day.
Yeah, Elliot. Yeah, sweat. Just, yeah, that's crazy, man. Okay. I got another one for you. Would you rather have that foot measuring device for an arm? So a foot measuring device for an arm.
A tape measure.
Yep. Or strips of raw bacon for hair.
What type of shit is that? Hey. Give me the arm, man. Hey, you got strips of bacon in your head, you're going to have bugs on you, birds trying to eat you. You can't go outside.
Would you rather have perfect date etiquette?
But what's that?
Perfect date etiquette?
Yeah.
Like when you go out on a date with somebody, you have perfect etiquette. You have perfect, like, you know, manners and shit. You treat them right.
Or what?
But you can only have that between the hours of 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. Or would you rather have to attend every single date at the same Mexican restaurant?
Give me the same Mexican restaurant.
All right. You just going to the same Mexican restaurant all the time, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't say how many times you have to go.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather wear Green Lantern style drawers?
What is it? What is it? Hold on. Green Lantern style draws.
Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
I fucking know, nigga. That's what the question say. Green Lantern style draws. Like,
Green Lantern from the comic book?
Yeah, like, yeah.
But he wears pants.
He wear drawers underneath
him. How the fuck am I know? He got pants on.
Don't he have like the little spandex shit where it's like
all them superheroes got that in DC. Just about.
Or would you rather just be freeballing it?
I'm freeball that shit.
Freeballing it. Hey man, you gotta do what you gotta do out there. Okay. Would you rather have a uninostril? So, no. You don't got two nostrils no more. You only got one. Or, would you rather have your teeth on the outside of your lips?
Give me my nostril, man. Give me my one nostril.
You can't have your teeth on the outside of your lips.
How you gonna eat?
I don't know, dude.
Bazinga.
Oh, no. Oh, man. All right. Would you rather be able to shoot endless cling wrap from your hands? So, endless saran wrap from your hands.
Or
have an ever-changing tattoo that works like MapQuest.
Give me the tattoo. I don't want to shoot no saran wrap at people.
Yo, why you do your hands like that?
I'm just saying.
Yo, the video of you doing your hands like that would be like a viral meme, dog. Why did you do your hands like that?
I don't know, man. It just felt right.
It just... You know, this is one of those times where I wish people would get some gas shit. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Okay, okay, okay. Would you rather smoke 100 cigarettes through your nostrils?
Or
tongue clean 10 blocks worth of New York City's public phone mouthpieces.
Give me the cigarettes. And bless you. Give me the cigarettes.
Could you imagine walking around doing 10 blocks of just licking the phones?
Matter of fact, give me the phones because there ain't none. Now that I think about it, give me the phones because there ain't none.
I knew you was going to catch your own voice out of here, bro. Oh, man. That is crazy. Okay, 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 okay. Would you rather have Bruce Willis catch you picking your nose, or would you rather have a stunt horribly go wrong in front of Jackie Chan?
Picking my nose, because doing a stunt in front of Jackie Chan, first off, he knows you're going to fuck up anyway.
He knows you're going to fuck up.
But I don't know what type of stunt it is. And I ain't trying to hurt myself. Bruce Willis can see me pick my nose all goddamn day. Yeah, I'll tell him I'm straight digging for treasure, motherfucker.
Digging for treasure. All right, man. Would you rather be able to urinate through your nose or smell things with your eyes?
Okay, give me the smell things with my eyes. Because who wants piss through their nose? Like, come on. Come on.
Yo. Who the fuck came up with these questions?
I don't know, man. I'm sitting here. I'm just doing the best I can trying to answer this weird shit that you've given me.
Yo. Wow. Would you rather be able to literally steal candy from a baby using telekinesis, or have the power to literally make mountains out of molehills?
What's a molehill?
Like a little small stump.
So I'm going to make mountains out of stumps?
Yeah, the expression is when you say make a mountain out of a molehill, that means you blow shit out of proportion. So, like, if it's something small, you make it seem like it's 10 times bigger than what it is. Like, if somebody cuts you in the line, you go the fuck off on the motherfucker. It's like, yo, fuck, like, you know. You make a big spectacle out of it. I mean, of course, stealing candy from a baby, you know that expression.
I'm going to take that candy from that baby.
You're just going to be taking candy from... Don't take candy from my baby, okay?
It doesn't mean you can't give it back, but the joy... taking it and seeing that expression on their face, like, what the fuck, man?
You are wrong, dog. Wow. He just said he gets joy from seeing the...
I said I would give it back.
After you just see the dismay on the face of the baby. Just like they about to well up with tears. You can see it coming. And they about to yell out. They about to yell out. Just about to cry their ass off. And you just going to be like, all right, now here you go.
Yes.
You have it back.
Yes.
That's fucked up.
It makes sense, though.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
All right, man. That's what it is.
I'm waiting.
Hold up, bro. Hold up.
Motherfucker, just pick one.
I am, man. Would you rather fight 3 possessed lawnmowers or fight the entire cast of Gossip Girl?
A who?
Gossip Girl.
I don't even know what that is.
They got like 40 people on that cast. I just want you to know that. Or you fighting 3 possessed lawnmowers, like possessed by the ghost that you saw in the apartment. Just
nah, man, I'm beating the bitches' asses.
You beating bitches' asses?
Yeah, man.
All right, bro.
Fuck out of here.
Okay. Would you rather tongue clean a urinal pup?
No.
Or drink.
Or drink what?
The entire contents of a boxer's post-fight spit bucket.
I'm not answering that. Next question.
Next question.
Because I'm not doing either one. I'm not doing either one. Ain't no way in hell. Hell no.
Okay. When you go out on dates, would you rather have a cheer squad in your corner or be judged by a panel of your peers at the date's conclusion?
Well, I want that cheer squad.
You want the cheer squad?
I want that cheer squad.
They gonna cheer you up.
Hell yeah.
I know this one will probably be easy for you, but I'm gonna ask it anyway. Would you rather interview George W. Bush or Michael Jackson?
Come on.
I know that one.
Come on.
I knew that one was easy for you. Would you rather have candy corn for teeth or aluminum foil for skin? My bad.
Give me the aluminum foil. Candy corn is nasty. I'm not trying to taste that all day, every day.
Yeah, that shit is nasty, bro. Would you rather have to always wear football shoulder pads or clown makeup?
Give me the shoulder pads. I don't mind trucking people.
Okay. Okay. Would you rather have nipples that constantly twirl like pinwheels or hair that constantly moves like a snake? You want your nipples spinning?
Yeah.
Or your hair waving?
Nah, see, you said the snake part. I don't do snakes, so.
I said your hair move like a snake, not that it is a snake.
I don't want that shit touching me. Moving on, slithering around me. Hell no.
Yo, you in the snakes. We talked about that on our episode of What Are You Afraid Of?
I don't want that shit slithering on my head.
I understand, bro. I understand. Mm-mm. Yo, these questions are fucking ridiculously crazy. Okay. Would you rather have a living mustache that crawls all around your face or veins that undulate
that what?
Under your skin like worms. Like they move, they wiggle and undulate under your skin like worms.
Nah, give me the first one.
So you want that mustache that move all over your face?
Sure.
All the damn sideburn.
Sure, man. I don't want something crawling under my skin like
You got something about the crawling stuff, don't you?
No, I got something about slithering.
Slithering and crawling, you got things about that, man.
I don't care about crawling. You can... crawling stuff crunches when you stomp on it, so...
This your workout question right here, bro. This your workout question. Would you rather have calves that are as thick as your waist or forearms that are as thick as your neck? You out this jump pat-patting it.
Give me the lower body.
You want the lower body joints? You want your calves to be as thick as your waist?
Yeah.
What's your waist? What's like a 42 waist?
We don't discuss that.
We don't discuss that.
Damn. Trying to tell my fatness, nigga? Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, look, nigga, I tell my fatness. I'm a fatty, fat, fat, fat. That's what I say.
I don't wear jeans.
What the fuck that got to do with anything?
So how am I going to know my waist size if I don't wear jeans?
Nigga, slacks.
I don't wear... You ever see me wear a pair of slacks? What do I wear? I wear sweatpants.
You still got to buy sweatpants with the waistband?
Yeah, they come in extra large.
Oh, okay.
They don't come in, like, number sizes.
Your ball shorts don't come in... Pause. Your basketball shorts don't come in a waist size? They just come in extra large shit?
Like, yep.
Okay.
I know my waist size. I ain't gonna tell you.
Okay. Understood, man. Understood. The UFC event is about to start, it looks like.
Yep.
Would you rather date a bearded Paris Hilton or bearded Christina Applegate?
Oh, give me Christina Applegate.
With the beard. She can shave that off, huh?
Yeah, or just bend it over. You ain't gotta look at her.
Damn, bro. You wild.
Just saying.
Yeah, wild. All right, man. So, this is probably gonna be the last one right here. Would you rather be stuck in an elevator for a long period of time with a bunch of untalented impressionists, or with very super pretentious milkmen?
What? Say it again.
Would you rather be stuck in an elevator with some untalented impressionists, so motherfuckers who try to do impressions of other people, or some super pretentious milkmen who keep on trying to sell you milk, motherfucker? Like, come get this milk.
I don't drink milk, so I hope that answers that question. I want no person trying to sell me their milk. That's nasty. That's nasty.
You're a funny dude, man.
Seriously, I have to...
You have to what?
No, I gotta use my Fire Stick to watch this main card.
Yeah.
You suck at UFC.
UFC does not... Well, for the purposes of what you're trying to do, they suck. But for the purposes of All Out, just, you know, UFC is not bad. Man. Anything going on the timeline that you got there, bro?
Nah, man. I mean, people always posting memes. That's all I really look at.
They always are posting memes.
Oh.
What?
Some bitch just got knocked the fuck out.
Okay.
Oh. In the prelims.
Wow. She knocked her.
Yes. Out. Yes. You said what's going on my feed. That's on my feed.
So I believe Eminem did respond to Nick Cannon.
I don't know why.
With a song called Cannons for Nick. Haven't heard it yet. I'll try it out. I might try that out to see what's going on. You know, for copyright purposes, we cannot.
I thought we could.
Nah, not the whole song. A snippet.
Yeah, but how many people actually listen?
No, man.
Exactly. We ain't got 100 listeners.
Yeah, we don't. But it's okay. One of these days we'll get there. You know? One of these days.
Yeah, YouTube it. It's on there.
YouTube it. It's on there.
Yeah.
So I got a question for you, man.
Okay.
It's an A, B, or C answer question here. It just came up on one of them.
I'm listening.
5 out of 7 nights, a man is left to masturbate because his woman is sleepy. Who's at fault? A, him for being too horny. B, her for not stepping up. Or C, nobody. Because 2 nights of fucking is enough.
Her for sleeping too goddamn much.
So her for not stepping up. She need to stop sleeping all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. It's only one right answer.
It's only one right answer. Stop fucking sleeping so much.
Yeah.
I bet it's a woman somewhere saying, "No, nigga, stop being horny all the time."
I don't want to hear that shit.
You don't want to hear that shit?
Because that shit ain't real.
So now,
Because if you're not getting dick down, you're going to go somewhere else and get dick down. So shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Stop sleeping all the time. Wow. I carry the umbrella because this is the only way I can get her wet. It is a meme of Donald Trump holding the umbrella as his wife walks behind him.
Sounds about right.
It's the only way that he can get her wet. Wow. That's crazy. So, here's an interesting fun fact.
Okay.
Since the black cat appeared on Monday Night Football.
We talked about the cowgirls.
No.
Okay.
Since that has happened, these are the teams that have appeared on Monday Night Football. The Bengals at 1-4.
Mm-hmm.
The Jaguars, 0-4. The Lions, 0-5. And the Panthers, 0-5. Those are the teams that appeared.
That was four.
Those are the four teams. Four teams that appeared.
Well, you said five.
No, I said four since the black cat appeared. When I said five, I was saying that 0-5.
Okay.
On Monday Night Football. Motherfuckers can't win for losing, man. Now, in the music world, a rapper slash singer or whatever he did named Juice WRLD passed away over the last week.
Okay.
I think it was due to an overdose or something.
Yep, sure.
But the thing about that is now that every time a rapper dies, every time somebody passes away, they instantly call him a legend. He's a legend.
Yeah.
How can you be a legend?
He's a legendary drug dealer, drug user, because he OD'd and died.
How do you become a legend when you've not done anything yet?
I don't want to disrespect the dead, but nigga, nobody gives a fuck about you. So, there you go.
Like, I don't know how many projects the guy's put out.
I ain't never heard a song.
You know.
Never heard a song.
It's just every time a rapper dies, they just automatically just be like, yo, we lost a legend. A legend who? Like, what did he do that was legendary?
The last music legend to die to me is damn.
I couldn't tell you who the last one was.
Prodigy.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I don't keep up with the deaths too much. You know, I try to keep up with the new music that comes out.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But Prodigy. Because Mobb Deep is a legendary group.
You know, and we talked about, last week we talked about the top 200.
No.
You know.
Why? Why?
No, I'm just saying, we're not going back to that. Oh. I'm just saying, like, last week we talked about that, and, you know.
I wasn't expecting to hear that brought up ever again.
Oh, you were, I mean, of course you didn't, you don't expect to hear that come up again, because you were mad angry. Styles P couldn't get one spot. You know?
Yeah, neither could Eminem, and he put out, like, five albums. Four.
Yeah. He did, didn't he?
Yeah, he really did.
I don't think nobody wanted to that. I don't know, man.
Meanwhile, Nick Cannon says something against him, and everybody want to come to that nigga defense.
Come to whose defense? Nick Cannon's?
M's defense.
Oh.
Every black rapper out there got something to say about Nick now.
I don't know why. Leave Nick Cannon alone, man. Nick Cannon out there just trying to get him a bag, man.
Nick started it.
Nick didn't start that, man. Come on, dog. Nick did not start that, man. That man, Eminem, been taking shots at that man, Nick, for the longest, bro.
Well deserved.
Man, you, he take, why is it well deserved?
Why not?
Man, you the man take shots at everybody, but you either got to step up or shut up. You know what I'm saying? And Nick Cannon decided to go get his boys, and he decided he was going to step up.
How many years did it take him to get his boys?
Well, he responded to the song that was put out that Friday. The song that was put out that Friday, he responded to that particular song.
But M said mad shit way before that.
He had responded to the man before that. He'd been responding to the man. The shit was trash, just like this one. But he'd been responding to the man. Every time M says something about him, he say something back.
I never even heard the response. Because it's... Who cares? One of your wilding out boys wrote it for you?
Maybe. Because they were all on the song.
Yes, I
did. Charlie Clips, Hitman.
I know.
Conceited. You know, they were all on the song. So, it is what it is. Just because I like sometimes irritating you, can you guess what the number one song on Billboard charts is right now?
No, I can't even guess. It's probably an artist. I don't even know.
I believe you do know this artist.
Male or female?
It's a male.
What genre?
R&B. Hip-hop R&B.
I don't know.
It's The Weeknd with Heartless.
I would have never guessed that.
Never guessed it. Mariah Carey is on here.
On what?
On the Billboard charts.
Why?
She's at number three. With All I Want for Christmas is You.
That shit we hear at work?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no. That's it.
You know how old that shit is?
Yeah, she's
on. Why is that on the charts?
Because it's trending right now.
It's on the charts because it's trending.
It's being played. So when it's being played and it's trending, it's on Billboard charts. He's like, what the fuck? Yeah, man. It's up there.
Oh, my gosh. And I hate that song.
I know. I know. It's so bad. I know you hate it, man. You be sitting up there, you just be like, yo, I hate
it. I ain't even gonna lie, though. I'd rather hear her than Britney.
Yeah.
That Britney Spears song is terrible.
It is what it is, man. It is terrible. Now, today, what?
Nothing.
Today I was at work, and the field that I am in, I get a bunch of people that sometimes have trouble comprehending what we're saying to them, and paying their bills.
What the fuck am I reading?
What are you reading? You're reading the cards again?
Yes.
Why are you reading those cards?
Because I never read them before. You always read them.
Yeah.
Like, I think maybe you would be fucking with me sometimes with them questions.
What the fuck? Then you think I can just make this stuff up? Just me?
Would you rather die in a whirlpool of rice Chex and milk, or a hailstorm of peanuts and M&M's? Like, what?
Could it be almond milk?
Sure, why not? It just says milk.
Yeah, I could drown. I'd drown in the Chex mix and almond milk. That'd be all right. I ain't trying to get pummeled by no motherfucking peanut M&M's. Like, just think about that. You just get smacked in the face with peanut M&M's. Now, again, you thought I was making these. I can't make this shit up.
Live in a world where massive afros are mandatory for members of Congress, or where it is legal to, in fact, encourage to crucify mimes.
I'll go with the afros for
Congress. Yeah, man. Let the white people rock them fros, man.
Yeah.
Them old white people.
You gotta rock a fro so you know what the time it is, so you know what it look like out here, man.
Them questions is wild.
They wild.
I only read two. Like, I'm sitting there looking like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah. So, on next week's episode, though, man, we had a lot of fun doing relationships episodes where we tell the motherfuckers, you know, don't cheat and telling them, giving them a little game and stuff. I think we could do that again and help these people out.
Yeah, but those were questions. Do we have questions?
We ain't got questions. We make our own questions. We can talk about different topics when it comes to relationships. We'll get into that one next week, though, man. We going on an hour and some change here. That hour went back pretty quick, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's always fun doing the podcast, man. Even when we don't got nothing to talk about, we still just go with shit. Shit just comes out, man. It just comes out. You know, if there's anything that you want to hear, any topics that you want us to discuss, hit us up in the Facebook, hit us up on Twitter.
If you would like to be on a podcast, you can also hit us up as well in advance and let us know.
And we'll get you on the podcast. When you come on this joint, we're going to talk that shit. Because that's what we do here.
I must like just hearing Jason.
They must just like hearing
Jason. I'm about to hit up Jason like, yo, let's do the sports podcast again. Let's
do the sports podcast again.
Yeah, man.
You know, like I said, man, any topic that you guys want to discuss, man, we'll discuss that shit, man. It doesn't matter what it is. Why do motherfuckers like only green M&Ms? Who knows?
Why does peanut butter go with jelly?
Why does peanut butter go? Why does it go with jelly? I didn't heard of people eating peanut butter and banana sandwiches, though.
I don't know about that.
You don't know.
I don't know about that.
You know, we'll talk about why bitches thicker than a frozen bowl of oatmeal.
What? Like, I ain't never heard that shit before.
You ain't never heard that?
Nah.
Thicker than a frozen bowl of oatmeal?
No. Nah, I ain't heard that before.
Yeah, I'm talking about you. Yeah, you over there. Yeah. Thicker than a frozen bowl of oatmeal. Like,
no comment.
Oh, man. You got anything else for the people?
Nah, man, hit that Facebook group up.
Hit that Twitter up, hit that Instagram up, man. We appreciate you guys listening. This has been the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. That's been my homeboy, Matt.
Yup.
I've been Antoine Y. Slicker, and we out.
We out.